second quarter is due on September 11th, which is about today, 10 days away. We are expected to be on time. We are on target with the development of the document that is going to SAC. The draft is ready. The board is reviewing it for their input and feedback. But I want you to know that the team that has been working on this has been working night and day and weekends to prepare for this SAC response. I've been in continual communications with Dr. Mark Earhart, who is the CEO and president of SAC. We talk on a very frequent basis because they have agreed to partner with the school district in moving forward to ensure continuous improvement. So that means I pick up the phone on a pretty regular basis and I'll call and I'll ask a question or pose a situation. And I want you to know that Dr. Earhart has been phenomenal in assisting me and assisting staff in preparation of the SAC response. They have posed 7 questions that they've asked the school district to respond to, and they've asked us to provide supporting evidence and documentation. We have been working on that diligently since the day we got the response, which was July 30th, 2010. We are ready, we will be ready, and we expect to get that to SAC about 1 to 2 days before the deadline. The deadline is on Saturday, so we intend to deliver a little extra early on that. I want you to know that in going through that process, it has given us an opportunity to look and to find the work that we need to continue to do to improve the district. And that leads me towards this next issue about the Comprehensive Policy Revision Initiative, which has the acronym of CPRI. And that I think Ms. Jacobs talked about the email that went out to you all. One of the things that we noted when we were doing and working on our SAC response is that we needed to strengthen the school district in 4 areas immediately. And so, in speaking with Dr. Earhart, I did call him and I said, there are 4 policies that we want to include in our SAC response. 2 of these policies don't exist. 2 of them need to be amended. And we would like the opportunity to fast track these policies to include that in our SAC response. Dr. Earhart's response to me was that the school district should be commended for recognizing the gaps that exist. And that the fact that you're responding to them immediately is a good thing. And so we marched on and we prepared and took to the board 4 policies to include in that SAC response. And they are, 1, an ethics policy for employees. On yesterday, the Board of Education had a meeting to review those policies, and they did adopt those policies yesterday. 1 is an ethics policy for employees. The 2nd one is a conflict of interest policy that was amended, and that it was strengthened with language so that we have better procedures and processes in place for employees regarding conflicts that may arise amongst different things of goods and services and the selling of goods and services by employees. We also amended our purchasing policy. We strengthened that policy so that there are better checks and balances and internal controls regarding the purchases of goods and services with the taxpayer dollars for the school district. And then finally, a new policy, which we're the first school district in the state of Georgia, and that's the whistleblower policy. That policy was approved by the school, by the Board of Education on yesterday. Now, how does that play out with you all? With the email that you got, let me say this. We have a policy, development policy, that says when we amend a policy or create a new policy, we will go to the community, to the employees, and to the students, and we will allow them to give feedback. In taking care of these 4 policies we wanted to include in our SAC response, I wanted to ensure that we at least came to the community and asked for their input. Now, there was a plus and a minus to that. The plus is we came and we asked. The minus is it was a very short window. And we acknowledge, I personally acknowledge, that it was too short of a window. And I even passed that by Dr. Earhart in fact, and I said, listen, I'm probably going to get some backlash from this. And I'm probably going to get a lot of negative emails about the fact that it is a short window. And I said, I need to know, if we do this, does it pass the perk test with facts? And Dr. Earhart communicated to me that even though it's a short window, you should always include your community. And so I made the decision that even though we only had 3, maybe 4 days, we're going to go ahead and push it out through PTA councils, through parent councils, through teacher advisory councils, student advisory councils, newsflash employees, and even on our website to get your feedback. It wasn't a long window, but I'm glad that we took the time in a short time frame to ask you to participate. Now, what do we guarantee going forward? We guarantee you that was the first and only time that it happened that way. All the other policies, we are going to work in a 30-day response time for the community and the employees to give us feedback. I need you to understand that the mission with the short window that we just did was to get this included in our faculty funds. That was so important. And we were able to accomplish that. The board was able to get a lot of feedback, believe it or not, even in that short window, they got us back about this day from the community. And they received every single comment that they were able to read and take into consideration. And for those of you that may have been at the meeting, or those of you that may watch it as it plays back on the Education Access Channel, you will see that there was robust dialogue between the board members as they considered the input that came in from the parents and the community. Now, I want to stop a minute and talk about additional policies. As I peel back the layers and things start to reveal themselves and stuff that needs to be addressed, one of the things that we found is that the school district has 247 existing board policies. And it's been a long time since anyone has reviewed those policies. To be honest, most of them haven't been addressed since year 2000. I have taken on in my team that before my time is done, we would have taken all 247 and we will have reviewed them and prepared them for amendment if needed to go back before the board to bring them up to date. We will also look at those that are no longer applicable to the school district and eliminate those. And then we will look to see what policies we don't have that we should have, and we will recommend new policies to the school district. It is a phenomenal task to undertake, but it is time that it is done. And then what we want to put in place, that whoever comes after me, and after the next person, and the next person, that there is a continual annual review, so we're not in this position again. Now, what does that mean for you as community stakeholders? That we want your community input. But this means now, every 30 days, you will have in front of you anywhere from 10 to maybe 15 policies a month. And we want you to participate. But now, I don't want to get any emails that say, this is too much. Because we want you to participate, and you want to participate. But if we're going to meet an acceptable timeline of reviewing all those policies, they've got to come pretty fast. And I'll say to the Board of Education, we had four to come before the board yesterday. And I think it took Mr. McChesney and about Ms. Roberts about 2.5 hours before. I went home and I said, now what are you going to do when they get in? How long is this meeting going to be? So I'm just going to prepare you for the fact that we are going to look at each and every one, and you will get a 30-day one-on-one to provide your input. Going forward with the budget, I do want to recognize that we are in a good position this school year, that if there are additional cuts from the state, we increased our threshold. We needed $88 million. We prepared for $104 million. If there are additional cuts, then we anticipate that there will be mid-year adjustments. We're ready. We've got the money sitting there, and we shouldn't have to come back and make any additional mid-year unannounced cuts to interrupt the business operation of the school district. Now, we did get some good news last week, and that is the federal government passed the Jobs of Education Act, and they ratified it in the paper. That is about $10 billion that has been directed to school systems. For DeKalb County, that means $18.3 million that we will receive in the month of October. And according to the CFO, we can use that only for salaries and benefits. Now, the question is, what will we do with those $18.3 million? We are now in the process of developing several options for the board, and within probably the next 30 to 45 days, the board is going to make some decisions on what to do with those 18.3. I can tell you what some of the other school districts, I believe it's Cobb County, I've heard, that has decided to give their teachers their staff increases and to cancel the remaining furlough days that they have put in the schedule. That could be a consideration for DeKalb County. But we have been warned to be very cautious and conservative of what we do with those dollars, simply because times are tight and funds are short. And so the ultimate decision will come back to the Board of Education. But we do have those dollars. We have some opportunities here, and we're going to look very carefully and very cautiously of how we're going to use it. Another topic that you asked me to talk about, and I told Ms. Davis, I want to leave that to the school board, and that's about training and vetting of school board candidates. There are clear roles for the superintendent, and there are clear roles for the Board of Education. That's not one of my roles. And so I'm going to leave that for governance to the board, and I respectfully decline to jump over that one. Question I got was changes to the BCSF goals and mandates during Ms. Tyson's tenure. Again, as I said before, my tenure is about 7 months and counting. The Board of Education has set their primary goal for me is to run the day-to-day operations of the school district, to move the business of the school district forward, and to do the right thing the first time out. I've been focused on that. You know, we've had some publicity lately with the book sale investigation. I won't go into that a whole lot other than I challenge you, and I'll repeat this, I challenge you to accept my decisions without explanation. And I'll say that again. I challenge you to accept my decisions without explanation. And what I mean by that is that I commit to you that the homework was done, a thorough investigation was done, and the things that I'm required to do as a superintendent were done. There are things when activity is found to be state law. There's just some things I gotta do. And I want you to know, and I told the principals this at their meeting last month, when I find it, I'm going to deal with it, no matter how hard it may be. And so I know things come out in the paper. I know things come out on the television station. And I know people have public opinions and all of that. But I want you to understand, I have obligations, and I'm going to follow those obligations. And I just ask that you accept that. Accept that challenge without explanation. When it's an open investigation, you know, you can't really get down into the nuts and bolts. When I told somebody, I got stopped in the grocery store the other day. And somebody said, well, why did you? And I said, you know, I don't get to get up on a billboard and announce all the reasons why. But there's all kinds of things I'm tied to, from confidentiality to personnel records to open investigation and, you know, when you got lawyers, you know, lawyers stay in front of you all the time to give you the box on how you can talk about things. But if I got some lawyers in the room, you know the rule, that I've got to stay in that box and I can't advertise on a billboard all that I know. But if you're a lawyer, you know When you make a decision, you've got to have it covered. So if it goes forward, you can reasonably defend it and stand by it. And so that's what I'll say about that, and I'll leave that where it is. Okay. Block 3, Block 4. You know that we are on the other side of Block 3. It ends in 2012, sunsets in 2012. And I will say this to you, through all that has happened with the construction program, I want you to notice of all the things, and I got to tell you, I get lots of emails. And I hear there's a lot of blogging going on. I had to start reading it. Because I have to stay focused on getting the work done. And I, you know, you read about it in the paper. But one thing I want you to know about the construction program is that, well, we had to make a shift. We made the right shift with Ms. Barbara Bowman. And she's done an outstanding job in moving that construction program forward with her team. And projects have continued. And there has not been a blip on the radar in the continuation of the building program. And that's the good news about SLOC. We are delivering on time and within budget. And as of last Friday, it was announced to the board that we have an excess of $40 million in surplus because of that program. And that's the good news. And so the Board of Education is going to receive recommendations from staff and I for what to do with that extra $40 million in that building program. And I can tell you, everybody's got their hand up. But one more thing that they love to see done in school. And that's going to be a hard part for the board to decide, you know, where do we vote and where do we place these dollars. But the good news is that we brought the projects in under budget and on time. And because construction prices went down, we've got about $40 million to look at some additional things. Now, in regards to Block 4, and Barbara helped me with this, I believe, and I do know this, when a SLOC program is voted on in DeKalb County, we must partner with Atlanta City, Fulton County, and Decatur City. All four of us must go together because we overlap. And the four superintendents, the chief financial officers, and their lawyers are all coming together in a month to meet to start talking about if we agree and when we agree to get ready for SLOC 4. And I believe I think it goes on the ballot May of 2012. Okay. And I will tell you, in 2006, when the assessment was done on every single building in the school district, we learned in 2006 we had $1.9 billion of need for school renovations. We collected, and I believe when it's all said and done, we'll collect about $533 million. $1.9 billion in need, collected $533 million. And that $1.9 was identified in 2006. We are preparing now, in 2011, to go back now from 2006 to 2011, 5 years later, and reassess every school again to determine what needs to happen from a construction standpoint. And I don't think it's a rocket scientist question, but you can probably figure out our needs again are going to be just as great as they were 5 years ago. And I will tell you that it is important for this county to continue with the SLOC program. But it will be up to the citizens of DeKalb County to vote on that. As your temporary interim superintendent, I'm going to raise my hand and say, please, 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 please support a SLOC program so we can continue to add enhancements to our schools. We have begun planning already. You almost have to start 2 years in advance to be ready to get it on a ballot 2 years later. And the team and I have been meeting. We've been meeting with some outdoor services through Parsons. And we've been meeting. We had a first meeting with the board last Friday to present a roadmap to get ready for a SLOC 4 campaign. And the work that has to happen between now and May 2012 to identify the needs. But I can tell you where we stand today, our schools still need more work. We have schools that need new roofs. We have schools that need new HVAC. We have schools that need painting and carpeting and more computers. New windows. You name it. You probably, in your individual schools, you could probably tell me more than I can tell you. New floors. Deterioration continues to occur, and we have to stay committed to keep our schools at a healthy and safe learning environment. Okay, let's move on to